The Walker County Animal Shelter has reopened following a 30-day quarantine after a litter of surrendered puppies tested positive for canine distemper virus. All 8 puppies in the litter died from the highly contagious illness, but shelter officials say no other animals were affected during the quarantine. The shelter was closed due to the virus risk and the need to complete deep cleaning throughout the facility, including equipment in all entry and exit areas. More than 60 animals are now available for adoption. Shelter staff are asking for patience as they work through a backlog of stray animals and owner surrenders. The shelter is located on North Marble Top Road outside Chickamauga. It's open Monday through Saturday from 10 until 4. A Rock Spring Elementary School educator is helping bring new learning opportunities to students through a major grant award. STEM teacher Ralph Keith has secured $25,500 in grant money through the Mockingbird Charitable Fund. $1,000 of the funding will launch a new art lab at Rock Spring Elementary, while third and fifth grade students will combine art and STEM education through hands-on projects focused on creativity, innovation, and problem solving. The city of Chickamauga is receiving a major boost for future redevelopment efforts. City officials announced the community has been awarded a $4 million brownfields cleanup grant from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The funding will be used to clean up the former Crystal Springs Printworks property. That's a 17-acre site located along Long Street and West 10th Street. The property has been vacant since the former textile mill buildings were demolished. The EPA grant will help remove environmental concerns and prepare the site for possible future development, including new businesses and jobs. The award follows other recent funding, including $1.45 million in HUD grants to address downtown blight and a Georgia Rural Center grant for redevelopment planning. City leaders said the investments will help preserve Chickamauga's history while creating new opportunities for the community's future. We've got more news coming up. A historic Rossville landmark is facing the removal of a structurally damaged section following years of deterioration. A Chattanooga demolition company is preparing to tear down part of the Peerless Woolen Mill after another collapse during Monday's storms. Built in the early 1900s, the mill was once one of the region's largest employers with about 3,000 workers at its peak. Played a key role in World War II, producing blankets used by the armed forces. The property's owner has discussed plans for future mixed-use redevelopment, including restaurants, events, and business spaces. Details on all of these stories on our website. Check it out, discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.